Previously on Star Trek Excelsior.
Sir, what did you just slip into my pocket?
I'm sorry, Mr. Rowe.
An isolinear chip?
I've never seen that thing before in my life, Lieutenant. And that's an order.
Captain,
Leo O'Mara, Second Lieutenant, Chief of Special Operations, USS Excelsior. Born Nairobi, Kenya. Starfleet Marine Academy Class of 71. And now he's dead, Commander. Why is that?
I just finished my autopsy of Mr. O'Mara. As it turns out, the wasting isn't what killed him. There were 10 cc's of warp plasma in his blood.
What exactly are you saying, Doctor?
Exactly what you think I'm saying. Leo O'Mara was murdered.
You're technically assigned in the computer system as an engineering diagnostician. But we've already established that that was just a cover story for some kind of intelligence mission. Isn't that right?
Yes. It was a standard intelligence gathering op, sir. I didn't find anything interesting.
And the listening devices?
If there was a larger purpose to my mission, no one told me about it.
Computer, do you detect any fingerprints on the isolinear chip I just inserted?
Affirmative.
Whose?
Lieutenant Alex Roll. Second Lieutenant Leo O'Mara.
What is the chip's origin?
Starfleet Intelligence Annex, Starfleet Headquarters, San Francisco, Earth.
Lieutenant Commander Dovan, Bull Starbase 911 and the USS Sizemore, my flagship, have been apprised of your situation. We stand ready to provide any assistance possible.
Admiral, I'll get right to the point. There's going to be an incident aboard the Sizemore.
An incident? Of what kind?
That's not your concern.
Not my... I assure you, if there's anything you can do...
Go! Are you hurt?
Yes, but my body is fine. What?
I'd say your Mr. Robbins made a mistake on that... Jehoshaphat.
Robbins!
Computer, subject the data chip in slot 1A to a sustained isometric power burst at a frequency of 277 megahertz.
Warning. That command will destroy all data and functionality on the chip in slot 1A.
My point exactly.
And now the continuation.
Commander?
Go ahead, Mr. Rawl.
We're approaching the gateway.
Understood. Ms. Ubari, fire activation codes.
Codes away. Gateway is responding. Gateway is active, sir.
Transition to the Alpha Quadrant in 3, 2, 1. Now receiving a transponder signal from Starbase 911.
On screen.
She's beautiful.
She's home.
If an explorer can have a home. Lieutenant Ubari, request docking codes.
Starbase 911, this is the USS Excelsior requesting permission to dock.
Excelsior, this is Union System Control. You are cleared for docking at Starbase 911. Transmit code Victor 274 and hold position at berth 9. Over.
Acknowledge System Control. Estimate final umbilical cord connection in 10 minutes. Excelsior out.
Commander, can I have a word with...
One moment, Mr. Lorak. Mr. Rawl, status of the Sizemore?
She's taken pretty heavy damage from the explosion, sir. The searcher and the Victorias are bringing her in under tow. They should come through the gateway before we finish docking.
Good. Contact the CAS Medical Center on Union 3 and get me a report on Captain Cortez's condition.
Captain?
Yes. You wanted a word with me?
Actually, sir, I'd like to speak to the whole senior staff.
Really? All senior staff, please report to the captain's ready room. I hope it's nothing too out of the ordinary, Lieutenant. Murdered?
Yes, sir.
That's impossible.
With respect, sir, this autopsy report says that Lieutenant Amara had warp plasma in his blood.
But not very much.
10 cc's of liquid warp plasma is 30 million times the lethal level.
Well, couldn't he have been exposed by accident?
Just trying to lower the temperature from its normal plasma state to a liquid one would have taken weeks. I can't imagine how an unconscious special operations officer in a stasis field could have come into contact with it.
Unless he was deliberately injected.
Exactly. And by someone with resources and enormous patience.
So, if it hadn't been for the wasting, Dr. Sharp never would have detected it?
Lieutenant Yubari, I'd like you to treat this as a homicide. Start looking at the backgrounds of everyone who's come aboard from the Sizemore and any of...
Sir, there's one other thing.
Yes?
I believe that would be Mr. Amara's time of death, no?
What about it?
Dr. Sharp's autopsy showed that Lieutenant Amara was injected sometime between 0200 and 0400 on the 22nd.
And?
That's 2 days before we met up with the Sizemore. They hadn't even received our distress call yet.
Which means?
Which means Leo Amara was murdered before anyone from the Sizemore came aboard. Which means that Leo Amara was murdered by someone aboard the Excelsior.
I'm not jumping to any conclusions. Lieutenant Yubari, I want a full investigation. Do not make any assumptions about who did this without hard evidence to back it up. Do I make myself clear?
I'll do my best.
There's something else you might want to look into. Mr. Pichik Rota noticed something unusual during one of his internal scans. A tiny amount of a compound called, I think he called it dicocilium. Apparently it's very rare, used mainly in supercomputers, and according to the quartermaster, we don't have any on board. But the really interesting thing is that when Arden reran the scan this afternoon, there wasn't any sign of it. Which is odd, because...
Starship waste disposal systems can't recycle dicocilium, and it's very durable. It can be detected in a particle state even after someone vaporizes it with a phaser, or drops it in a warp core. We haven't dumped any solid waste since we left Starbase, have we?
No. And there hasn't been any unauthorized airlock use in the last 2 weeks.
Sorry. What does this have to do with my investigation?
Maybe everything, Lieutenant. This dicocilium must still be on board somewhere. And dicocilium isn't standard equipment for any division on this ship. It's not easy to come by.
So it might be tied to the murder. I see.
Captain, if I may, let me work on this. Lieutenant Yubari has a lot on her plate already, and I'd be grateful for the break from repairs.
Lieutenant?
I've no objection, sir. In fact, I appreciate the help.
Very well. Mr. Lorak, find out where that dicocilium is. I'd also like for...
Admiral Parker to Commander Dovan.
Dovan here. What can I do for you, Admiral?
Join me in my ready room, Commander. I'd like to have a word.
I'm on my way, sir.
Sizemore out.
Yubari, with me. The rest of you, dismissed.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Excelsior, her ongoing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Starring Elise Krawick as Captain Rachel Cortez.
With Larry Phelan as Lieutenant Commander Alcar Dovan.
Samuel Gillis as
Lieutenant Alex Lorok.
Michael Liebman as Alex Roll.
Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
Thank you.
today's episode, Murder in the Blue Morgue, the investigation.
Commander.
Admiral.
My ready room.
Of course.
Commander Masterson, if you would.
Sir.
Mr. Garr, you have the bridge. I don't recall asking anyone to accompany you, Commander.
This is the Excelsior's new chief of security, Admiral. Lieutenant Asuka Yubari.
Well, she might as well hear this, too. Lieutenant Yubari, this is Commander Alex Masterson, my first officer.
A pleasure.
Of course.
Sir, we have reason to believe that the explosion aboard the Sizemore was a deliberate act of sabotage.
What exactly tipped you off, Commander? We already know. Commander?
Our forensics team found traces of triphosphorus selenium in the plasma injector Lieutenant Robbins was working on. It caused a malfunction that he was investigating, and then it caused the explosion that killed him.
Triphosphorus?
A high explosive. We used it regularly when I was a Marine.
So there's no question this was a murder.
We've had other indications before this, but this discovery puts all of our doubts to rest.
Then I'd like to offer the Excelsior's resources to assist in the investigation.
In fact, Commander, the reason I asked you here is so that I can order you not to investigate the Robbins murder. You are to dedicate no resources of any kind to the Sizemore explosion without my expressed verbal authorization. Do I make myself clear?
Admiral?
Do I make myself clear, Commander?
Admiral, with all due respect, sir, we've just uncovered a murder mystery of our own, and it's very possible these two murders are linked. Lieutenant Yubari has some experience in intelligence work, sir, and I consider her uniquely qualified to assist in any
intelligence? What division?
Special projects, sir.
I see. I see your point, Commander. Welcome to the investigation, Lieutenant. As of this moment, you have full access to all of our logs, records, and any member of my crew you'd like to interview.
And the crime scene?
I'll see to it that it's left intact for you.
Thank you, sir.
I admit, I didn't think it would be that easy to convince you.
I believe Miss Yubari has impeccable credentials for this particular investigation.
Uh-huh.
Sir, may I have a word with you?
Certainly, Commander. We're done here in any case. Commander Dovan, Lieutenant Yubari, you're dismissed. With my thanks. Commander?
Sir, I thought the man who contacted you, the man who warned you not to investigate the attack, didn't you say he worked for Special Projects?
Yes, that is what he said.
But you've just put someone from that division into a lead role on this case. With respect, sir, is that wise?
Commander, this is how I see it. That woman, Yubari, either committed this murder, or she's the only person who can solve it.
And what if it's the first one?
Then we've shaken things up. And that's always a good idea.
All right, that should do it. Computer. Begin an internal scan of the Excelsior using new protocol LOROC 774. Scan for dicocelium or any of its component elements.
Beginning scan. Estimated time to completion, 5 minutes, 30 seconds.
Just about enough time to run down to mess and grab some Junja. Guess not. Come.
Alex?
Oh, Simon. Come in. Have a seat.
You... What did you want to talk to me about, Alex?
I appreciate your directness, but it's not actually me I want you to talk to.
What do you mean?
Veg, this is Lieutenant Lorok. Do you have Xavier Fleet Yards on subspace?
Aye, sir.
Patch me through to the base commander.
This is Commodore Westlake. State your business, Lieutenant. Lorok, is that how you say it?
Yes, sir. I don't know how else to say it, but we, the Excelsior, I mean, sir, seem to have found something you lost.
I beg your pardon?
Well, yeah. It's best I'll just show you.
Simon?
Hi, Dad.
Simon, you're okay. What in blazes are you doing on the Excelsior?
It was an accident.
Your mother and I thought you'd been kidnapped by the Tholian delegation on DS-6. Do you have any idea how close we came to a major diplomatic incident over this?
I'm sorry, Dad. It's just, you never let me do anything. I had to stay locked up in my room all day just because of this ridiculous syndrome.
Simon, you know why we had...
Commodore, I just want to say how amazing your son has been aboard the Excelsior. He was one of the last people standing in engineering during a very costly battle. He helped keep the Shep in one piece, and he definitely saved us all when Dr. Sharp turned his infected blood, his Alarin syndrome, into the cure for a fatal disease.
Really?
Really, Dad? You should have seen me!
Son, I had no idea. I suppose if you've saved a whole starship, you must be old enough now to make your own decisions about how to spend your life. Even if you are my son. Even if it means we risk aggravating your disease. Do you want to come home, Simon?
No, Dad. I want to be out here. Exploring.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot.
I'm just happy for you, Simon. I'll give Mom your love.
Oh, definitely. And I'll call every day the Excelsior isn't in the Delta Quadrant.
I'll hold you to that, mister. Dismissed.
Thank you, Simon. I'd like to talk to your dad alone now for a few minutes.
Okay.
Lieutenant, is what you said about my son really true?
Every word. If you wait until the classifications are cleared, I can send you the reports. He was amazing.
And did I hear him use the word ridiculous?
Yes. That's something I wanted to talk to you about. Ever since we were infected with the wasting, the disease I was telling you about, Simon's been a little different somehow. Dr. Sharp has checked him over, and I'm afraid there's no change in his prognosis, but she did notice that Simon's neurotransmitter count had gone up very quickly since last month. He's a little bit more self-confident, a little more self-aware, and he started picking up bigger words like ridiculous.
That could be of great interest to everyone in the neurology center at Starfleet Medical. Lieutenant, I want your word as a Starfleet officer that you will make sure that no harm comes to my son while he is aboard the Excelsior.
I swear to it, sir.
Thank you. You've done my family a great kindness today.
I'm looking forward to having him around. He has the intuition of an engineer. He's a gifted boy in his own way.
Aye. That he is. Xavier out.
Computer, status of my scan.
Scan complete. No evidence of Digoxelium was found aboard the Excelsior.
How can that be? Computer, run an internal scan of the internal scanner network. Same search protocol. 30 minutes before my shift. Still time for that jumja stick. Ah, it's open.
Lieutenant?
Commander Dovin. What brings you down here, sir?
Well, this and that. I noticed some unusual damage to the log recorder.
Sparsed. I'll take a look at it when I get the chance.
I don't mean that it's broken. I mean, well, here, listen to this. Computer, play back my log entry from tonight.
Acting Captain's Log, Stardate 59980.3. Under our own power, we've docked at Starbase 911, bringing our three-week journey home to an early end. For most of the crew, I've authorized Christmas leave on the Union 3 colony. More importantly, I've...
Warning. File corrupted. Attempting to restore. File restored. Resuming playback.
First officer's log, stardate 59731.1. Mark encrypted and classified. Authorization, Cortez, Sigma 3. I've just come back from a very disturbing meeting. Captain Suresh informed us...
Oh.
You see my point.
Stardate 59731. That was before the Excelsior was pulled out of mothballs, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I can tell you for a fact that Captain Sharva Suresh was never her commanding officer.
I don't know the name.
Probably before your time. Captain Suresh was skipper of the Akagi, one of the great war captains. We used to call him the Jellicoe of the Ninth Fleet. Retired a couple of years ago. I think he died recently. Age of 70-something or other. Very young. Very sad.
According to the computer, yes. Captain Suresh died of heart failure in his home on Dinova. 2 weeks before this log entry was recorded.
Do you think you can restore any more of that file?
You don't have to ask me twice, sir. Okay, I've got something. Actually, there's quite a lot in here.
Not discussed, not proposed, but informed us of which specific Starfleet command directives we would be ignoring in our investigation of the Anbar. I know I was selected for this mission to support Captain Suresh over the objections of this particular crew, but this mission, however noble its aims, is already the riskiest venture I have ever undertaken. I am worried that undermining the very orders designed to protect us may be... I consider it reckless and irresponsible. The climate aboard the Excelsior is becoming more uncomfortable by the day. I'm looking forward to...
File ends.
Do you think you can get any more?
I'd be surprised. I'm having trouble finding these memory addresses.
All right. Record what we've got, and then I'd like to move on to our
next... Getting back to the Mercury. In the meantime, I've been doing a bit of reading on the planet we passed a few days ago. It's a fascinating story of failed first contact. I hope that I'm not the woman who has to try it again, but I'm curious what will happen the next time the Federation tries to establish relations with these... Valandrin. When we...
File ends.
Wow.
I'll see what else I can...
No. I'll look into this. Yubari has the murder case, you have the Dicasilium. Now I've got something to do.
If you insist, sir. What was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
You.
Me? What about me?
Your performance.
My performance?
Your performance has been exemplary, Mr. Lorak. But I'm afraid I can no longer tolerate having a Lieutenant Junior grade running our engineering. I'm having a full lieutenant installed later today, and he'll also be serving as my acting executive officer until Captain Cortez returns.
And who is this new lieutenant?
You. Here. Open the box, and congratulations. Senior Lieutenant Alexander Lorak.
Sir, thank you, sir.
Don't mention it. This is without a doubt the best part of my day, Alex. You realize, of course, I'm doing this so I can make you do more work and not feel guilty about it.
Maybe this is the engineer in me, but I think it's well worth the extra work to get another tiny round piece of metal to wear.
Well, I suppose I'll dismiss myself then. Good night, Lieutenant. I doubt either of us will be sleeping tonight. I'll keep you informed if we learn anything.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, and Lieutenant, I expect you to be wearing some red tomorrow.
Great. And now I'm a red shirt. How times change. Computer, how did that second scan go?
No anomalies detected.
Ugh.
Note, no data collected on Deck 6, Section 13A.
I'm sorry, why is that?
Internal sensors in those quarters have been disabled.
Huh. I thought we repaired Deck 6. Which quarters did you say, computer?
Deck 6, Section 13A, contains three adjacent living units. They are occupied by Vacant, Lieutenant Alex Roll.
I see.
I admit, I didn't expect to find you in the ship's library.
I did learn a few things in intelligence, sir. For instance, going in with a marine team isn't always the right answer.
True enough. Anything I can do to help?
You can tell Crewman Harkless to let me use the holospectrometer. He won't give it to me without your direct authorization. I threatened to kill him with my bare hand, but he said that the idea of Crewman Adao finding out he'd let me borrow her tools without asking scared him even more. So I guess I need your help.
Admirable restraint, Lieutenant.
Not really, sir. I just haven't learned how to use this prosthesis well enough to break his neck with it.
Dovan to Crewman Harkless.
Harkless here, Commander.
10 out of 10 for protocol, Crewman. But minus several hundred for inconveniencing our chief of security. Everything Lieutenant Yubari requests is to be given top priority, and that's an order. Believe me, it's better for your health and mine.
I'll have a tour in 10 minutes, sir. Reckless out.
Thanks.
Now then, any leads so far?
No. Well...
Well, come on, out with it.
Lieutenant Robbins, the Sizemore engineer killed in the explosion. Before his assignment on the Sizemore, he was the chief of research engineering at the Manor Science Station.
So, lots of people are engineers, many of them even on science stations.
Lieutenant Robbins' team on the Manor designed and installed the high-resolution sensor array I used for my intelligence-gathering mission on the Excelsior.
The secret mission you were conducting while the rest of the ship was busy getting ready for Valandria.
Is there another one you're familiar with?
Then these murders are somehow related to your intelligence mission?
I don't know, sir.
What was your mission really about, Yubari?
I don't know.
Well, are you sure it was as inconsequential as you told me it was?
I don't know, sir!
Perhaps we better get out of the ship's library.
Just maybe.
So... is it possible that your division of intelligence was somehow involved in these murders?
Yes, it's possible. Of course it's possible. But I'll remind you that I am the only intelligence officer aboard the Excelsior.
Exactly my point, Lieutenant. You realize what this looks like from my point of view.
You think I did this? Killed two officers in cold blood?
I don't think anyone who's met you could accuse you of having cold blood, Yubari. Look, I trust you, Lieutenant, but I've only known you for a few weeks. My responsibility as your superior officer requires me to share this information with Admiral Parker. No doubt he'll be checking the evidence you provide much more closely. And frankly, so will I.
That's outrageous.
Possibly. but possibly not. Either way, those are my orders. If you'll excuse me now, I have an appointment I have to make. This lake of yours is really beautiful by night, Admiral.
And it should be. We put a lot of effort into designing Lake Columbia. Do you see over there where the lake opens into the river?
Yes.
At every equinox, the sun comes up exactly at that point. The light hits a mirror over there. And that mirror is aimed at another mirror, which is aimed at another and another. So every equinox, the entire lake is lit up with a new dawn all around. If there happens to be a light fog that morning, it looks like the lake is on fire. Everyone in Faraway comes to see it.
Wow. You've really done some remarkable things with Union 3, Admiral.
This is the most important location in the Rayan sector. It might as well be a nice place to live. Making that happen? Well, it's in my blood.
Which is why they made you an admiral, no doubt. I didn't ask you here just to take a walk in the park.
I thought not. Why here instead of your ready room?
Frankly, because I'm beginning to get a little nervous about the security of my ready room.
Then you're probably getting closer to the heart of this than I expected.
Admiral, do you know anything about the Excelsior going on a mission in late September of this year, before it was pulled out of mothballs? We think Captain Suresh was in command.
You think the murders could be related to that? I admit it hadn't occurred to me. But it should have.
We don't think anything yet. I'd just like to know what you know about that mission. So, there was a mission.
Of course. Of course. Yes, there was a mission. It was about mid-September. I was on Union attending a diplomatic conference at the Klingon Embassy for a few days.
I had a call from Commander Masterson in the middle of the night.
This is Parker.
Admiral, sorry to disturb you.
Quite all right, Commander. Report.
I have a Commander Rachel Cortez up here requesting permission to undock.
So, what's the problem?
Well, it's the ship she wants, sir.
If she doesn't have the proper orders, then deny her request and she can take it up with me in the morning.
Well, she does have the proper orders, sir.
Then what's the holdup?
It's the Excelsior, sir. She wants to undock the Excelsior.
I'll be right up.
I assure you, we are not trying to delay your departure. We're simply giving this request the full scrutiny we feel it merits.
I still don't understand why you feel a set of valid, fully verified orders from Starfleet Command deserves any additional scrutiny at all.
You have to admit, Commander, this is extremely irregular. Admiral, welcome back.
Commander, I take it you're Rachel Cortez.
I am.
Thank you, Miss Masterson. I'll take it from here.
Aye, sir.
Your orders, please.
Of course.
Your file says you're currently posted on the Mercury. As First Officer.
We've been on leave since completing our 3-year mission. This is a special assignment.
Very special. The Excelsior's been in mothballs for nearly 2 years, and you pull her out in the middle of the night with no warning and a set of orders that's signed by, well, two generals, a fleet admiral, and the president herself. Who's going to be your crew, exactly?
With the exception of me, the entire crew consists of officers from Starfleet Intelligence.
And I'm not supposed to be taken aback by that.
With all due respect, Admiral, the Excelsior has every legal right to depart this base. Permission was requested only as a courtesy.
And because you need my permission to open the space doors. Without that, you're not going anywhere.
You'd be disobeying a direct order of the President.
I'm an Admiral. I can afford a little political heat. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to whoever's captaining this mission of yours.
I'll see if he's available.
That won't be necessary, Commander.
Captain Suresh, how's retirement?
Oh, it's treating me very well, Athos. Now, if I could just get my old co-workers in intelligence to stop dragging me back here every 6 months, I could really start to enjoy myself. Thank you, Commander Cortez. You're dismissed. I'll see you on board.
Aye, sir.
Captain, what's this all about?
Walk with me, Athos.
It's Admiral now, Sharva.
So court-martial me. I wish I could tell you something about what we're up to. All I can say is it's very important and it's very dangerous. And I'm afraid you're going to have to take it on the word of an old friend that you need to approve our departure. I'm not finished. Once we're gone, you have to delete the records of our departure and seal this docking bay until we're back.
You're putting me in a terrible position, Captain.
I know. I'm sorry. Trust me, it's for a good cause.
That many intelligence agents? This much secrecy? Orders from the President? All going towards a mission of goodwill? I need more reassurance than that, Sharva.
Intelligence was flatly opposed to this mission, Athos. The powers that be had to shove it through, and Intelligence was only willing to go ahead with it if it was crewed by their people. People who understood the risks.
And you?
It seems I was the compromise candidate. Intelligence wanted one of their people in command of the mission. Operations and Exploratory wanted someone who didn't oppose it, who understood their objectives. In other words, one of their people. So command called me. I was popular during the war, and I did a lot of intel work before and after. And apparently, I have a reputation as something of a humanist. I selected Cortez as the crew's sole representative from the non-intelligence service. She's got the guts, the loyalty, and the ideals to see the mission through, despite the objections from SI.
So you trust her?
A very great deal.
And you think this mission is important?
Absolutely.
All right. You'll be undocked in 20 minutes.
Thanks, Athos.
Don't mention it. Just be sure to invite me for nashta next time I'm on Deneva.
I'll make my best samosa.
I never saw him again. I heard a few weeks later he died peacefully at his home. So I assume the mission, whatever it was a success.
According to Starfleet records, Captain Suresh died 2 weeks before the incident you just described.
I see. Tell me, Commander, do you trust your Chief of Security?
I do. Why?
As long as we're here, far away from prying eyes. The real reason I tried to discourage you from investigating the Robbins murder was fairly simple. It's how I knew the attack was coming.
I wondered about that. You received a subspace call at dinner and came back convinced that something bad was about to happen.
The call was a warning and a threat. The man on the other end told me there was about to be an incident, and then told me that investigating it would put me and my crew at risk. Of course, there was no question that it would use all the resources on the Sizemore to find the perpetrator. That's my duty as a captain, and it's my crew's duty to shoulder the risk. But I wasn't willing to put you and your people in danger for something that was purely our affair.
You should have known better, Admiral. We're just one Starfleet vessel helping out another, after all.
What changed my mind was your Lieutenant Yubari's credentials.
Oh?
You see, the man who threatened me? He said he worked for Starfleet Intelligence. Special Projects Division.
Special? Oh. Oh, my. Dovan to Yubari. Yubari! Dovan to Lorok.
Lorok, yes, sir?
Lieutenant, I need to talk to Ms. Yubari, but I can't raise her. Can you tell me where she is?
Hold on one moment, sir. Computer, locate Lieutenant Yubari.
Lieutenant Asuka Yubari is not on board the Excelsior.
I heard it. I don't... Dovan out.
It seems that your Chief of Security just skipped town, Commander.
No. I don't accept that. Somebody must have gotten to her. Dovan to Excelsior. One to beam up.
Good luck, Commander.
Ready, sir.
Energize.
Do for you, Lieutenant.
Sorry to bother you so late, Lieutenant, but there was a malfunction in the bioneural gel packs on this deck, and it seems to be coming from a short circuit in your quarters.
Can it wait until morning?
I'm afraid not. It's got to be looked at. Right now. It should be a quick fix. No need for you to stay up.
If you don't mind, I'll wait.
Sure thing. There we are.
What are we looking at, Lieutenant?
Hey, Roll, see this extra pip? It means you have to call me Sir now.
Oh, congratulations. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
With respect, sir, it doesn't look as if you're scanning the bioneural relay.
I know it's been a few years since you were in engineering, Roll, but this power interface was repurposed in the last design overhaul. It now supplies electropulse antibodies to the... Hello, what's this?
What? What is it?
A computer chip. Pure dicocilium. Now that's very odd, isn't it?
What information's on it?
I don't know. It looks like it's been completely erased.
Oh, that's a shame. We probably could have learned something from it. Like what it was doing in my quarters.
Well, I think I can restore it.
Well, that's great!
I've got my engineering tools here. Why don't we take a look at this? Together.
Look, if you want to put Federation security at risk, that's your business, I guess. But if you really care about doing your job, then I want to talk to your superior now.
Look, Mr. Dovan.
That's Lieutenant Commander Dovan, mister. And since you're not wearing a uniform, I'm going to go ahead and assume you're just a civilian, which gives me a certain amount of authority in this context. Now put me through. That is an order.
Fine.
Jehoshaphat! 3 hours arguing my way up the intelligence food chain, and not one of these people will even admit their intelligence. This is absurd.
Lieutenant Commander Algar Dovan, it's a pleasure to meet you. I understand you have some kind of information for me.
I do, Mr.
Pleasantries are not important when the safety of the Federation is at stake. What's your information, Commander?
I'm afraid that it comes at a small price.
Need I remind you, Commander, that any information pertinent to Starfleet security must, under penalty of law, be immediately...
It's not about Starfleet security.
Oh. Well then, why am I taking this call?
It's about your security. The security of your division.
Oh. I highly doubt that.
I want my chief of security back.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. Why, did your chief, whoever he is, commit some sort of crime?
Yes, she did.
Then, I would assume, though I admit to having no role in matters of crime and justice, that she has been dealt with accordingly.
Perhaps, but then I'd think it's quite possible she could easily get immunity if ever tested in a court of law.
And since when is murder a crime that qualifies for immunity?
I don't believe I mentioned any murder, sir.
I'm sorry. My mistake is that I so often assume the worst in people. To what were you referring, Commander?
We have reason to believe that Lieutenant Asuka Yubari is guilty of making unauthorized modifications to a Starfleet vessel.
use of a computer system to conduct illegal surveillance, abuse of Starfleet privileges, deliberate violation of security classification, endangerment of ship and crew during a combat situation, and that she may be an accessory to murder. We've been tracing the illegal monitoring devices that she's installed all over our ship. Haven't quite figured out where they came from yet. But I wonder what we'll find when we do. I do know that there are quite a few reporters out here at Union lately. And I'm pretty sure I dislike you people more than I care about my own career. So, let's be honest here. Can I have my chief of security back?
What a fascinating discussion this has been. If I knew anything about your security officer, I'd be in a bit of trouble now, wouldn't I? Perhaps we'll speak again, Commander. It's been a pleasure.
Of course. Damn it! At least now they've got something to think about over there. At least, no. She was. Has to have been. Computer, begin new recording. Captain's log, supplemental. Mark encrypted and classified. Commander Yubari has been...
First officers. Commanders. No. Acting Captain's log. Supplemental. I just killed Charvis Arash.
File ends.
Computer, replay that file.
Specify.
The file you just played.
Error. No such file.
What? Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, what? Where am I?
Lieutenant Yubari, how nice to have you with us again. I just had a very stimulating conversation with your new commanding officer.
This isn't the Excelsior.
No, I'm afraid it isn't. Welcome to the Starship Renegade, Asuka. One of the new Kindred class. I'm quite fond of her.
Release me, General. Now, you have no right to do this.
I'm afraid I not only have the right, Lieutenant. You've given me no other choice. I only want to know why you'd betray your uniform so easily after everything you and I have been through together.
I changed divisions, General. That's hardly treason.
That depends on when, and how, and what you do after you've changed divisions, Asuka. I'm afraid you have to accept the consequences of your decisions. You're going to be staying with us for a while.
General.
Bronze!
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Simon Westlake was Lee Sands. Admiral Parker was Nathan Lisney. General Brahms was played by Julian Bain. Commander Masterson was Janet Grant. Captain Suresh was Jim Smagata. Commodore Westlake, Mike Hennessy. Crewman Harkless, Stephen Haney. Computer, Caitlin Haney. Starbase Voice, Gary Kulbaugh. Transporter Chief, James Haney. Intelligence Officer, Alex Keyes. Executive produced and adapted for audio by James Haney. Co-producer, Alex Keyes. Post-production, Gary Kulbaugh, James Smagata, Mike Hennessy, James Haney, Alex Keyes, and Anthony Schaefer. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Original music by Samuel Gillis. Additional credits available on site. Special thanks to Bravo Fleet, Michael Hudson, and Gene Roddenberry. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television. Be sure to tune in for the third exciting installment of Star Trek Excelsior, Murder in the Blue Morgue, coming in April 2009.
This has been an Excelsior production.